everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist on Cause. Damon Cox back at the microphone here for another spell of music from one composer, and this time it's Irving Berlin. He was born in Imperial Russia, and then Berlin arrived in the United States at the age of five, and published his first song entitled Marie from Sunny Italy in 1907, receiving 33 cents for the publishing rights. And later on, he had his first major international hit with Alexander's Ragtime Band in 1911. That tune sparked sensation and subsequently spawned many great hits like this one, Let's Face the Music and Dance. And here to face the music is Jelani Eddington. Jelani Eddington on the Berkeley Wurlitzer, and that song, of course, was from the 1936 film Follow the Fleet, where it was introduced by Fred Astaire with a celebrated dance duet with Ginger Rogers. Now time for one of the lesser-known Berlin songs, written in 1930, and from the film of the same name. It's called Reaching for the Moon. Here's a haunting arrangement by Ernest Broadbent on the Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer. Thank you. the rolling acoustic of Blackpool's Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer and Ernest Broadbent, who's Reaching for the Moon. Now time for a selection of music from the 1937 musical film starring Dick Powell, Madeline Carroll, Alice Faye, George Barbier and the Ritz Brothers. Have you guessed it yet? Well, the film was called On the Avenue, and we're going to take you back to a recording made around the same time that the film came out, in about 1937-1938, at 78 RPM speed. Here's Two Sides of Henry Crowdson on the Paramount Manchester Wurlitzer, On the Avenue.
Thank you.
fine, crisp playing of Henry Crowton, one of the old school that often gets forgotten about. The tunes were Slammin' on Park Avenue, The Girl on the Police Gazette, You're Laughing at Me, This Year's Kisses, He Ain't Got Rhythm, and I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. My thanks to Wayne Ivany, as always, for providing me with a super quality 78 RPM transfer. We're journeying back to 1926 now, and a song that was a last minute addition to the Rodgers and Hart musical Betsy. Although the show only ran for 39 performances, Blue Skies was an instant success. The song is one of the many popular songs whose lyrics use a bluebird of happiness as a symbol of cheer. The lyrics go, "Bluebirds singing a song, nothing but bluebirds all day long." And of course, the sunny optimism of the lyrics are undercut by the minor key, giving the words an ironic feeling. Here's a fine rendition by Len Rawl playing his ex-Empire Leicester Square baby in the early 70s. Len Rawl and Blue Skies. Tempo change now, and a tune introduced by Harry Richman and chorus in the musical film Putting on the Ritz in 1930. According to the complete lyrics of Irving Berlin, this was the first song in a film to be sung by an interracial ensemble. The title derives from the slang expression to put on the Ritz, meaning to dress very fashionably. The expression was itself inspired by the Ritz Hotel in London. So here's Howard Beaumont putting on his Ritz. And then after that, a tune that's very appropriate for the weather we've been having called Heatwave, which was introduced by Ethel Walters in the 1933 musical A Thousand's Cheer. And to play Heatwave is Dwight Thomas. But first, a trip to the Ritz. Thank you. Dwight Thomas at the Paramount Music Palace Pizza Restaurant in Indianapolis, and before that, Howard Beaumont at the Ossett Town Hall of Compton Christie, putting on the Brits. Perhaps one of Irving Berlin's most well-known compositions after Alexander's Ragtime Band is the beautiful waltz tune Always. It was written in 1925 as a wedding gift for his wife Ellen MacKay, who he married in 1926, and to whom he presented these substantial royalties. On this show we always try to be diverse, but it's taken all these years for me to include a track by Lee Irwin, so here he is playing New York's Beacon Theatre Wurlitzer and Always. Beautiful Always and Lee Irwin. Time for the last track, but I feel that I must mention that Irving Berlin, quite unlike some of the composers we have covered, lived to the incredible ripe old age of 101. Last track time, and it's a medley of three. First tune, Play a Simple Melody from the 1914 musical Watch Your Step. And it's one of those tunes that if you can pat your head and rub your tummy, you'll be able to do as the music states, and play both simple melodies at the same time at the end. The second tune, How Deep is the Ocean, from 1932, was written at a rather low point in Berlin's life, and it's among the select few tunes of his numbers that were introduced on radio rather than on stage or film. And the third number, yes, I know, we've already heard Henry Crowdson play it earlier, but you're going to hear it again, I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. And these three are expertly grouped together by the one and only Phil Kelsall. Kelsall and that trio of Berlin tunes to end this week's show and the music of Irving Berlin. Now, before you turn me off, I have to mention donations. I'd like to thank all of you who are currently donating to keep the show going. It's great that you enjoy the music so much. However, there's a small change in that the show's address, well, it's actually my home address, is on the move. So if you wish to send us a cheque, not only make sure you send it to the right address, but please no longer write it out to me personally, but make it payable to the Organist Encores, as we have moved bank accounts as well. All of those details are on the website on the Donate tab, so be sure to check that out. That's my grovel over. Thank you for listening. And John Leeming will be back with a show next week called Four Manual Delights, where he features organs that have four manuals. So be sure to tune in then. So from me, Damon Cox, all the best and take care.